Hey y'all, to the Figuring It Out With You podcast duo, where we're in a with each other and you all, just trying to figure out how to make the most of the life we've all been given.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Kay.
And let's get this conversation started for today.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Figuring It Out With You podcast with your favorite mother-daughter duo, where we're in an ever-going dialogue with you all and each other, just trying to figure out how to make the most of the life we've all been given.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Kay.
And let's get this conversation started for the day.
So y'all, today we're talking about what it means to just smile sometimes, just to laugh, you know, because like life really doesn't have to be serious like all the time.
Yeah, I think that being an adult is very difficult, and sometimes it's almost thought that adults can't have fun or they can't enjoy themselves. We think about laughing and being silly and being goofy as things that are related to adolescence and childhood, but as an adult, you have to give yourself permission to laugh, smile, and have a good time.
Yeah, I think growing up for me, that was like one of my biggest fears about growing up, because I always like was really goofy, and I felt like, dang, like when is gonna be this magic moment where like suddenly I'm an adult and like I'm gonna be like working and like really stiff and like, you know, I was just like, dang, bro, like I don't want to grow up. That's what it means. Like I'm, you know, the episode where SpongeBob turns into a like round to go to work. That's what I thought like it was gonna be like. One day you just like wake up and you just have to like be like a robot and you just walk into your job and you never laugh again. And I'm grateful to know that's not the case. And also, I've been learning that like laughter and happiness is actually like a choice too. Like joy is like a choice. Do you feel like that's something you always like, do you agree with that?
I do think that laughter and joy is a choice, because life, as I said previously, is so difficult, and it can throw you some curveballs. Definitely. But just when you think about it and put things into perspective, it's always just good to reflect and laugh. I can remember myself personally, I had an experience with laughter. I was stuck in that loop of being a round adult, so to speak, and going to work and taking care of kids and just stuck in the loop of doing life. And I went to a church service. I went to a church service and the pastor called me to the front for prayer. And he said the strangest thing to me. He said that he was going to release a laughter anointing over me. And when I tell you, I started laughing in that place. And laughter, the best thing about laughter is it is so contagious. Even if you start out in a fake laugh, just keep practicing it and it'll grow and grow into the real thing. When I tell you, I laughed for about 20 minutes nonstop. My stomach was hurting, my back was hurting. And when I looked around, the whole congregation was laughing with me. It was such a release. I've not ever experienced anything like that in my life ever again, but God knew at that moment what I needed. And I really needed to laugh. And my children, y'all really keep me young. I am so happy that we have the relationship and the family dynamic that we have. Even just last night, sitting up.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about last night.
Mekalia, she reminds me so much of my mother. My mom passed away in the year of 2000. Mekalia was born in 2002. But when my mom got sleepy, she would just start saying random stuff. And just everything was funny, everything. And I was like, last night, Kay was like saying whatever she was saying, but everything was just funny to her. It was just so hilarious. And I kept thinking, girl, you act just like my mom. And it's just so funny because she never got to meet her, but she had so much of her personality. But laughter is definitely good. I when I think about that time, I just am just so elated because I really needed that. How do you deal and cope with difficult situations? And how do you make yourself laugh when you want to cry?
Well, y'all, to be honest, I think I go with the first option. I always cry first. And then in my crying, I'm like, dang, this is kind of boring. Like, I'm getting sick of this now. Like, I've cried about it for like 5 minutes. And so now how are we going to resolve it? Because especially when it's like something that won't be resolved by the time I'm done crying. So I'm like, in my midst of crying, I'll be like, dang, like, is that all I can do? Is this where I want to leave myself to just be sad for the next several hours until this thing can be resolved? And I think that as like the theater kid, I'm always like thinking about how can this be like a scene or a skit somehow too. And so like sometimes, especially when I like, lately these days, a lot of my breakdowns are like in the car, like when I'm stopped driving though. And so I'll just like be looking at myself crying. And then there just comes a moment where like I stop focusing on the fact that I'm like whatever I'm sad about and just think about this ridiculous image of me like sitting in my car looking in my little tiny little mirror crying. And then I just like try to like, that is just humorous enough, literally. And sometimes I try to think about like how, like what's the, like a scene that this could be. And then I'll like do little funny faces for myself or make little funny sounds with my voice or accents. Just to try to think about like, this is ridiculous. Like,
That's so funny that you say that, because I remember I was a very dramatic child. Can y'all imagine that? I'm sure my children will agree that I'm a dramatic adult as well, but that's neither here nor there. But when I was a little girl, I remember standing in the mirror watching myself cry when I would have like temper tantrums from like my parents telling me I can't have something or I can't do something. And I would go and stand in the mirror and watch myself cry. Extremely dramatic. So the fact that you say you look at yourself is just crazy again. But yeah, I think that it's okay to cry also. We need to feel whatever we're feeling in that moment. I remember when Mikaela was younger, and with all of my children, I always tell them to acknowledge how you're feeling in the moment. If you're mad, I'm mad. I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm disappointed, I'm hurt. Whatever you're feeling, acknowledge those feelings. But just because you're angry or just because you're upset, just because you're sad, it doesn't have to stop there. We just said joy, laughter, it's a choice. My mom, she used to always tell me, you have to laugh to keep from crying. And that's something that stuck with me throughout my life. And so me, myself personally, even when I'm in a stressful moment, that's my response, to laugh. I remember a few weeks ago, I went to a women's conference, and my cousin, Prophetess Camellia Hardiman, she was speaking some words over me, and she was saying that, you know, you're about to be blessed. She said, you need to get a list together, because people are going to come and they're going to ask you, how can I sow into your ministry? How can I help you? And she said, cuz, don't do that little laugh thing that you do. She said it. She said, don't do that. She said, have your list together so you can say, I need this type of resource. I need this resource. So joy and laughter are definitely a choice. I would prefer to laugh instead of cry, but I cry a lot too. I'm grateful to be in tune with my emotions and my feelings, even when it feels like they're completely out of control. I'm okay with myself crying. I'm okay with myself laughing. So I just think that we all need to learn how to express whatever we are feeling. Be comfortable being silly. Be comfortable being goofy and laughing. Because laughter is definitely good for the soul.
Yeah. What's like the like quietest or most unconventional place that you like were laughing uncontrollably?
The most unconventional place or time that I was laughing uncontrollably. I got stopped by the police. I was on my way to work one morning and I saw the police. I was in the far left lane, And I was doing about 98 or so, up 75 north. Mm. And I saw the police ahead of me. And I saw him with his radar, so I thought he was clocking. So I slowed down. I got down to about, from 98 to about 70 or so. I didn't want to press my brake, but I, you know, slowly decelerated the car. And so when he saw me pass doing 70 in the fast lane, he came all the way over and put his lights on. And so I was on the phone talking to my friend on the, over the Bluetooth, and I was like, oh my goodness, the police is stopping me. I was like, oh, I hope they didn't clock me at 98. And so when the guy came to, first I pulled over to the left because I was in the far left lane and it was traffic. So when I pulled over, he came to the window, and he was a little short guy. He was probably maybe 5 feet tall, state patrol, Caucasian man. And as soon as I rolled my window down, he said, "What are you doing?" And when he said it, I just was like, couldn't do nothing but laugh. And so I'm laughing. Just like this, laughing, and he's looking at me, and so he asked me again, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Sir, do you want my license? Do you want my registration?" He's like, "No, what are you doing?" And so I'm still like, in my mind, I'm like, who is he talking to? Why is he yelling? Like, what in the world is going on in this situation? But I was just laughing, and he was like, "This is not funny." So he was upset because he felt like I was laughing at him. I was laughing because I really didn't understand why he was yelling. Like, why did he walk up to the window yelling at me? I'm trying to process what's really going on. And he was like, "You were doing 70 in the fast lane." And I was thinking in my mind, man, I was doing 98 in the 70 by the time you checked it, but I know I was doing. So I'm in my mind having that whole conversation. And so he was like, and furthermore, when I was at the lost stop, you pull over to the right, not the left. But he was on 10 the whole time he was talking to me, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh. It was so ridiculous. And so finally he was like, "I can write you a ticket. You know, I can write you a ticket for impeding traffic." But I could not stop laughing. It was so crazy. I really could not stop laughing. And he was like, "I'm not gonna write a ticket. I'm just gonna give you a warning." But, and he sent me on my way. But when I pulled off, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I could not, when people say I could not stop to save my life, I really felt like I could not stop laughing to save my life. I don't know what was in me to make me laugh. I just could not stop. But in my mind, the whole time, I'm like, why is he yelling? What is going on with this man? Like, what's wrong? Like, me being the person who I am today, I probably would have, like, got out the car and gave him a hug or something, really. Because I don't know if he was having a bad day or what, but I could not stop laughing to save my life. That was the most unconventional time. I really could not stop
laughing. Yeah, that sounds like it. I did not expect it to come here. The minute you said police pulled me over,
but,
I was like,
but it was years ago. Everything is so tense now with police, unfortunately. But this was about 15 years ago. Wow. And it was just the fact that he was yelling. I was like, because he never asked me to see my license. He, like the normal procedural things I was expecting.
Yeah.
But he never asked for any of that. He just wanted to know why I was doing 70. And in my mind, I knew I was doing 98.
Yeah.
So that was very, very funny. I couldn't stop laughing. Even thinking about it, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But what about you?
I don't know. I was trying to think while you were talking. I'm like, there's a time where I was laughing. I feel like I'm constantly laughing all the time. And maybe, I think, I would say, okay, so I do like a lot of community outreach with like younger youth. Mostly like middle school, but also like younger children and also like high school age. And one time we were like outreaching, just trying to meet new youth. And we were familiar with a lot of the youth in the neighborhood. And we saw this boy on this, on like the swing set. Mind you, I was like 17, and I was like, at that time, I was mostly working with like high schoolers, but like, so people basically my own age, but just a little bit younger. So maybe like 14, maybe like 15, maybe like 16, maybe like 14. They were all like a few years younger than me, but not too much younger. And I always had this like awkward kind of energy when I'm like, just in general, I just kind of carry this like awkward comedic energy. And we were trying to go talk to this youth, you know, I'm literally a youth myself trying to think about like with my friend, like, okay, what are we going to say? How are we going to talk to them? Whatever. Whoop de whoop. Why do we start walking over to this boy and I just bust out laughing? I'm trying to like introduce myself to not seem like a crazy person. And before we can even get there, I'm like laughing. We're just like laughing our whole way to him. And he's just like, what is happening? Considering getting up. And we get there and we're literally laughing so much. But I try to like say like, hi, like my name or whatever. This boy tells me his name. And y'all, I was so wrapped up in my own laughter at whatever. I don't even know what I was laughing at. I think it was just like the awkwardness, because I was just like, what to say? I don't know. That for like, I ended up knowing him for a couple of years. I still know him to this day. And for like the first 6 months of me knowing him, I had been calling him the wrong name. Because when I was laughing, I misheard him. And also, mind you, he had just moved to the neighborhood. So we met him kind of like first. And so we were telling all our other friends that we introduced them to, like, we met this youth, I've been telling him their name. So everybody was calling him the wrong name for several months. That's because terrible. Of me, because I didn't hear him when I was laughing. So I would say that was one of the most unconventional. Like, imagine somebody walking up to you trying to meet you, and they're like...
I probably would have got up and left, because in my mind, I would have been saying, what are they plotting? What are they scheming? Yeah. Like, what's about that?
That was crazy.
Yes,
the fact that I was calling him the wrong name for 6 months was like the craziest part, because I was like, really? I thought you said. And the fact that everybody else was calling him the wrong name because I introduced him to everybody also was the one.
That sounds crazy, but we just want to encourage you guys out there to be okay laughing. Like I said, even if it's not real, you could just laugh. The exercise in itself alone, mm-hmm. by the time you finish, it will be real. It will be, you will feel a release. You will feel better. It is definitely better to laugh than to cry. Sometimes you have to cry. Mm-hmm. But enjoy your laughter. Enjoy being silly. Enjoy life. We really spend more of our energy thinking about bills and cars and financial gains or losses, family, relationships, you know, things, all type of things clutter our minds. But laugh, it's simple. It doesn't take a lot. Joy is a choice.
Mm-hmm. I should have brought some Laffy Taffys. In the comments, let me know what's y'all favorite Laffy Taffy joke that y'all ever heard. I think mine, mostly because it's the only one I really remember, is this one that was like, what has 10 letters and starts with gas? What you think?
10 letters and starts with gas.
First thing to come to your mind.
Gasoline.
Automobile.
What?
Exactly. Yeah, let me know what y'all favorite Laffy Taffy joke is.
I don't remember no Laffy Taffy jokes.
None?
I just eat the Laffy Taffy.
That's true.
Laffy Taffy, if you're listening, if anybody from Laffy Taffy hears this podcast, sees this podcast, I like banana Laffy Taffys. I would love to receive some. We can even do a Laffy Taffy review.
True.
But don't forget to laugh, guys. Enjoy your life. You only get one.
No cap. And we will see y'all in the next one. Thank y'all for joining us today. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And tell your friends to come figure it out with us. We want y'all to let us know what y'all want to hear about, any questions y'all got, any experiences y'all want to hear that from our lives, but also any questions like in y'all's life that y'all want us to touch on in a future episode. Let us know.
Please drop the comments below. Comments, questions, topics, we're figuring this thing out with you.
Bye.